Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with MUA Becky Dixon. Becky has been a makeup artist and part of the team at York Mays Halloscreen for the last 6 to 7 years now. So we talked to her all about how she got into the industry and how she started working at Halloscreen. And we also talk about a few of her favourite mazes as well. So without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with myself interviewing MUA Becky Dixon.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello guys and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am here with Becky Dixon, a makeup artist. Becky, how are you and welcome to the show?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. You keeping nice and safe and well during these crazy time of COVID-19?
I am trying my best.
Yeah, same here. It's all a little bit weird. But as long as we all stay safe now and save Halloween, I think that's the main thing on all our minds, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Need to save Halloween, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. We all love Halloween all in our different ways. Obviously, we love going to attractions, but you're currently working at York Mays Halloscreen each Halloween. And we want to get into that a little bit later in the episode. But first of all, we need to talk about obviously yourself and how you got into being a fantastic, may I say. I'm checking you out on Instagram. It's Becky Dixon, MUA. Make sure you go follow. Some awesome special effects and makeup. So, cast us back to when it all started. How did you get so into the makeup world? And obviously I'm going to put hashtag normal style makeup. You can make yourself, you have your beautiful eyes and your beautiful lips and things like that, but then it all goes a bit crazy with some of these photos of these clowns looking phenomenal. So where did it all start? What really got you into makeup in the first place?
Oh God. Well, many years ago, I decided at school to do a hair and beauty diploma.
Okay.
And then while I was doing my beauty diploma, I was learning about makeup and stuff. And then I was like, I don't want to do hair. I want to go into the beauty side. But then the beauty side was all about massages and all that.
Right.
So I gave up on that.
Well, I mean, massage comes in handy, but not for Halloween.
No, not
really.
It
depends what kind of attraction you go through, but hey ho.
Yeah. Well, that's another part, but we don't talk about that. But yeah, I got into makeup just by learning the basics for my diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave up on like actually going to college and things like that, learning makeup through that. So it was all self-taught.
Oh, nice.
So all of this is just me guessing everything, really.
Wow, fantastic. And like I say, I'm checking out your Instagram a bit. I mean, we've been Instagram friends for quite a while now because we've been coming to York Mays for a few years, and like I say, there's some quality quote-unquote normal style makeup on there as well, but like I say, the clowns you do are phenomenal, and the scary stuff you do is great as well. What made you sort of go into that niche side of things? Obviously, you're a self-taught makeup artist in your own right, but you know, some of these pictures are absolutely fantastic. What made you go into the sort of scary side of things?
Well, I've kind of loved Halloween for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, you know, fake blood, you've got to love it.
Oh yeah,
I'll try something out with fake blood. So I started just basic sort of horror sort of things. I was copying things off Google, just like get myself into the horror side of things.
Yeah.
And then I started working at Hallow Scream, and the love for Fake Blood just went over the top.
Yeah, exactly. So what year did you start at Hallow Scream, and what capacity were you working there? Did you start off as a scare actor, or did you go straight in with makeup? How did you start off, and when did you start off with York Maze Hallow Scream?
Well, first off, I was going there as a customer. I went there first when I was about 13.
Oh, wow. Okay, so quite young.
Yeah, I was shit scared. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I did cry a few times.
You got to have a cry.
But I was the worst sort of crier. I was the wailer, and it was not good. No. So after that, I gave up on going because I was too scared to go again.
Okay.
Then I started doing makeup, I had my own business doing makeup and everything. Mm-hmm. And I emailed Tom, the owner of the Maze. And at this point, I had no portfolio. I'd done 3 or 4, gory horror sort of makeup things. And I emailed him and I was like, do you have any, positions for makeup artists? And he was like, yeah, why not? So I just sent him the pictures that I had. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, start this day, what are your rates, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, okay, winner. So this is how easy it is. Yeah, so, and that was about 6-7 years ago now.
Okay, so you've been there for quite a while now then?
Yeah, quite a few years. So I know quite a few of the actors and everything now.
Perfect. And do you sort of moving into sort of the Hallow Scream sort of stuff, we've only been able to visit twice, which is really unfortunate, really, those two visits we've gone they truly have blown us away. And we recently did a poll of the top 10 best scare attractions, and 2073 hit the top 10. Fantastic maze. And the event is a multi-award winning maze when it comes to the Scar attraction, when it comes to Scar Awards as well. Do you when it comes to you being a part of the makeup team, do you have a select maze that you work on throughout the whole season, or do you do lots of different characters throughout the night? Do you mainly do the roaming characters? What's a typical season like at Hallow Scream?
Before the maze starts, you get your rota, and it's usually for one particular maze that you go into.
Okay.
So when I first, my first year, I just did one maze, which was the Freak Show. That was the last year of the Freak Show. And then after that, it was when Fleshpot arrived.
Yes. Okay.
I got put into Fleshpot. It's been Fleshpot. It's been my baby for since it started, to be honest, because I've been in there for 3-4 years.
Right, okay.
So in the second year I did Fleshpot, I was getting the street team in there, because Fleshpot was I was just getting through the actors in Fleshpot no tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was all just black eyes, blood around a mask, and simple sort of stuff.
Really. So simple but effective sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I got given street team to do as well.
Perfect.
And then last year I got put in Fleshpot again, and then I got a message from the head makeup artist a couple of days before the event started, and they're like, oh yeah, we've changed you about a bit, now you're in 2073.
Wow.
I was like, oh god, I've not done zombies at this point.
And zombies are a lot harder than people think, don't they? I mean, clowns, don't get me wrong, anything can be as elaborate as you want to make. And, I can't even... Oh, my makeup is terrible. It's diabolical. So I couldn't do even the simplest of things. But with a clown, it's bold colours, it's straight lines. And if that's what you're used to, especially in the Freak Show, and obviously Fleshpot, you're used to the blood and the blacked out eyes. But zombies, they're a lot more... there's a lot more technique needed for them than I think people give them credit for.
Yeah, there's a lot of latex in that, a lot of it.
Yeah, of course, and that's where the special effects sort of comes in as well. Is that where you learn the sort of special effects side of things? Was that at York Maze while on the job as such?
Yeah, I was literally learning on the job, to be honest, but I had no one to train me up there, so I was just winging it.
Wait, you know what? Sometimes you can get the best results with winging it, can't you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, last year I attempted to do two eyes dropping from under the eye.
Oh, okay.
To make it look like a sort of modified zombie.
Yeah.
It looked great, but unluckily it didn't stay on the whole night, which really upset me because it did look good.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it, as well? It's the longevity because the attraction, yeah. You know, and these actors, especially at Your Maze Hello Scream, we've said it both times we've gone, the actors are so intense. They don't stop, especially in that 2073 as well, because it's quite a big, vast attraction, isn't it? They're all running around. It's everything's indoors, and although a lot of scare attractions are indoors, these are attractions indoors within an indoor arena, which is basically just a huge, huge tent, really, isn't it?
It's massive.
It's intense. There's lots of bodies. There's lots of people. It gets hot, especially when you're running around. It's getting hot and sweaty. Yeah. So I can imagine that makes it difficult for you guys, you know, the MUAs, the makeup artists, to be able to make sure that you're given a quality finished product, but make sure there's longevity, that it's going to last throughout the night as well.
Yeah, I mean, you do have like some makeup artists that stay through the night to top up makeup that, like, obviously the actors have sweat off, or like the latex has just come off because like they're stretching their face and things like that. So,
of course,
I've always got the backup there.
Definitely.
As well.
And you mentioned that you've obviously done parts of the street team as well, which you know, you've got to have. You got to have a lot of respect for the people that do the street scene, purely because they're the people that are doing the selfies, they're having the photos. There's going to be more, you know, when vloggers come round, or when people are just taking silly photos and videos for their friends and family. Yeah. They're the characters that are going to be basically the face of the event. Did you find that a little bit more sort of like, not nerve-wracking as such? You know, you're professional, you know what you're doing, but do sometimes you find that you take just that little bit extra care with those characters that are going to be seen so much more?
It's more of a tense situation with that, because there's some of them that have to look a certain way. So if you don't get it right, then it's just like, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to get these people again, sort of thing.
So there's more pressure.
Yeah, basically. And there was one night when I first had the street team, one of the roaming clowns, I really wanted to experiment on him. So I wanted to do like a star on his eye and this and that. And so I turned around to the maze manager and I was like, do you mind if I do this and this? And he was like, I trust you do whatever you want. So I was like, oh great. I can do whatever. So
yeah, perfect.
But that kind of scared me, getting the star correct, and that really worried me. I spent about 20 minutes on his face, to be honest.
If the end product is perfect, that's all that matters, I guess, isn't it?
When it
comes to Halloween, are you solely there as a makeup artist? Do you ever jump into the mazes to do some acting as well, or what sort of roles do you play? Is it heavy, just make sure that they're all ready to go before the run, and then you can just chill out a little bit, or how does it go?
Well I turn up like 2 hours before it opens. I just do the makeup, but I also make sure with the Miz leaders that everything is absolutely perfect for them, like the makeup side of it.
Sweet. So you sort of check it off with them.
Yeah, I've also got to make sure like the other makeup artists are getting everything right.
Yeah.
Go back to the head makeup artist and tell her what's happening, this and that. And then afterwards, if I stay around, I'm topping up makeup, or I'm looking after the actors that are on the break, just need a breath, feeling ill, this and that. I'm looking after them, making sure they're all right.
So you're sort of a little bit behind.
I'm kind of a carer.
You're kind of behind the scenes as well then. So you're not just offering all the makeup there, but after that, you're sort of behind the scenes on the operational side of things as well.
Yeah, I try my best to like put myself out there and help as much as I can, just to, you know, show that I'm willing to help everyone.
Of course, and it's that kind of atmosphere, especially with these scare events. Like myself and the team here at Scare Track, we're really lucky in the fact that we get to visit lots of these events, and we're lucky that sometimes we see behind the scenes bits, or we've been invited back, you know, backstage and such. But when it comes to York Maze Hallow Scream, we were actually there for, it was a ScareCon Aftershock, which was not an official night for you guys, but they all performed, had the mazes open for an hour or so, and then we were there on your party, your evening, and the love that was in the room was insane. Everyone was cheering each other for awards and talks, and it was just a team that you could tell you guys really wear your heart on your sleeve, and there's lots of love and passion for each individual maze. Is that something that is you know, constant each and every year you go? It's just a big, huge, crazy, screwed up family.
It's just a massive dysfunctional family. We all love each other as much as we can, really. Like we every actor, don't matter if they're working in the same maze as another actor or if they've not worked in another maze, like everyone's just helping each other out as much as I can, no matter what. Like there's no like competition between the mazes, which one can be better and everything. It's just like we need to top everything up as it was last year.
Yeah, definitely.
So just keep everything rising up, basically, and everyone's helping everyone where they can.
Yeah, which is great. Like I say, it's good to have that sort of team effort, that team love. And it's quite a huge team, isn't it? Those mazes, you do go to some attractions sometimes or some events and you think, they could have had an extra actor in that maze there, or I think an actor might be missing there. Yeah. But when it comes to both times I've visited York Maze, the amount of actors that are there is very heavily populated, isn't it? Which just means more faces for you and the team to paint.
Yeah, but I mean, we all get it done. Like every maze has a system on how it's all done. So it all works out in the end. But this, like the first week, it's just absolutely mental with how many people are there. Because like the second week, going into the last week, like the last long run and everything, people drop out or they're ill, so you're getting less people, but you just kind of work it out as it goes.
Yeah,
if you know what
absolutely.
I mean.
You got to think on your toes as well, I guess, if people are ill or dropping out or whatnot. It's a beast that can't be tamed. These sort of attractions, aren't they? Two nights. Although it's supposed to be the same every single night, and guarantee every night is completely different to each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's actors in parts of the maze that they haven't been in, so they don't know what they're doing. It's all over the place constantly, but it's the kind of chaos that you need.
Like an organised chaos.
Yeah, basically.
Perfect. And like I say, there's lots of actors at York Maze House Green, but how many makeup artists are there to make sure the actors are ready to go as soon as those doors open?
I think there's about three or four, depending on how many actors are in the maze, there's about three or four makeup artists in each maze.
Right. Oh, okay. Crikey. So it is a big operation.
Yeah. Yeah, but then there is a few makeup artists that drop out when they realise that it's a quick job. It is hard, but it's quick. You've got to get it right straight away. A lot of makeup artists do drop out because they don't realise how tense it is with everything.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Especially in this sort of makeup, Instagram makeup world we live in. It's a little bit, it reminds me a little bit of, I don't know if you've seen the BBC Three series Glow Up.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love that.
Yeah, so a friend of the show, Lee, was on season one. He did a review at a couple of events for us. So he was on season one, and we know him through Miss Kate Monroe, who's also a host here on Scare Track, but she's been in a few top 10 Nick's Awards and whatnot. So we kind of know, although I couldn't put on any eyeshadow for the life of me, but we kind of know that sort of makeup world. And every time I see an episode of Glow Up, and season two's just started now on BBC Three, guys, go and check it out. But they are absolutely phenomenal artists. But what always gets me, and I've spoken to Lee about this, and I've spoken to Miss Kate Monroe as well, is that they don't realise that time is such a big thing, because they're used to being at home in front of the mirror. They've got 3 hours if they want to do this design to then get a good Instagram photo, which is absolutely fine. You know, you want to make sure it's good. I'm looking at your Instagram. You want to make sure that it looks quality. But when you're working against a clock, I think that's probably the biggest learning curve for most MUAs, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just crazy to think that you're watching these people and their timings, either they're so slow or they're doing it too fast and it's too messy. Yeah. Was that something, I guess, for you? Because you kind of learned,
the sort of atmosphere you're used to is in a very high tempo place. It's at Howl & Scream. Would you say because you've sort of learned on the job, that's benefited you in that respect?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I've learned to learn quick and get everything done quicker on the makeup side of everything. Like, when I'm at home, I've got all the time in the world to do whatever makeup look and get it perfect. But on the job, you just got to get it done now and then.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And to make sure it's still of a decent standard as well, especially with the street team, like you say.
Yeah, exactly. It's just got to be perfect straight away.
Definitely. So you mentioned when you started going to the event, you were quite young. You were a screamer, terrifying.
Yeah.
And obviously, since then, you've started working there. Does that mean that you sort of enjoyed the attractions a bit more now? Are you more into actually visiting scare mazes?
I've got used to like the actor runs at York Maze.
Yeah.
So I know where they're coming from. So I want to experience other mazes, but obviously I'm working at the maze. So I don't really get the chance to go to other attractions. But the one from 2019, Singularity, the new one, I cannot go through that one because I don't know where the the actor runs are.
Really? Oh, God.
So I won't go through that.
I tell you what, when we come, it's fingers crossed, touch wood, we have a normal... in quotation marks, a normal Halloween, I'm going to drag you through the singularity when it comes October 2020.
Oh, God,
It's honestly, it's so good. It was one of the highlights of our season last year.
I mean, I went through it during Halloween when there's no actors, and even then I was scared.
Yeah. It is good. But at least you've been able to see it, because that's the other side of the, you know, there's two elements when art is involved in these attractions, and 50% of that is you and the team you work with to make sure the people look the part. But then when it comes to the set design and the whole scenography of the event as well, that's an art in itself, isn't it? So
Definitely, they put a lot of work and money into it all, and it's just perfect.
Huge. Absolutely. Okay then, so to finish off here, obviously you're a bit scared of going through the attractions, but you've been through them either closed or you know where the actors runs are. Have you got any favorites when it comes to the whole sort of 6 or 7 years you've been there? What's been your favorite throughout those years? And then let's finish off with what your favorite was last year, 2019, the most recent season.
I'm gonna sound really biased, but my favorite will be Fleshport, the scene, so it's always been my baby.
Yeah. And it's a quality, cool, you know. Yeah. Has the themes that you come to expect at a Scream park, hasn't it?
Yeah, but then another favourite has got to be Reincarnation, just because it's clowns, and clowns is just my thing. So
you can't. The thing is with clowns is that they can be so many variations, and clowns get a bit of a bad stick sometimes when it comes to scare attractions. And
they do.
And I think it's unfair because there can be so many different types of clowns. There can be literally funny clowns, creepy clowns, terrifying clowns, sexy clowns. I think clowns are sexy.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, don't at me, don't at me, but I think they can be. Yeah, there we go. Something in common.
I totally agree.
Clowns can be sexy, terrifying, hilarious, absolutely batshit crazy. And again, you can have whatever character you want. You can be a clown murderer, you can be a clown ghost, you can be a clown the list is endless with clowns, isn't it?
So you've got so much variety with clowns.
Definitely. So yeah, anyone who's giving bad rep to clowns, come talk to me or Becky, because we'll put you right.
Definitely.
So what's the plan moving forward? Obviously, I'm guessing you want to be at Howl & Scream for as much as you can, but do you do any work outside of the event, or is it more of a case of just you know, is it your escapism and your what you enjoy doing as a hobby, or what do you see yourself doing future down the line?
Well, in the past I've done a few wedding makeup looks. I also do henna, I do nails, I do hair, I do all sorts of things, so I do quite a lot of things outside of Howl & Scream, but Howl & Scream is my main time. I started off doing your gore and horror sort of things, so that's always been my main thing.
Perfect.
So my busiest time of year is Halloween. I'm getting booked not just for the maze, but for people going out and everything like that.
Oh, of course, as well. I suppose they see what you can do at the event and also on yourself, and then they're like, oh, yeah. I want that girl to do my makeup.
Yeah, basically.
Perfect.
So I want to carry on being at Hallow Scream, like, forever, yeah. Basically. But I know that's not going to be a forever thing. I just want to go into doing makeup constantly instead of having to work in a pub and doing makeup on the side.
Yeah, totally. And you know what, though? That never say never. It could always happen, and keep doing what you're doing. Like, you know, it's always one step. I wish that I could... podcast all the time and go to events and do stuff and not run the place that I work, a children's centre. But one day that could happen. And like I say, if you're taking up more bookings of people wanting to be scared at Halloween, obviously wedding bookings and things like that, you never know. We could be listening back to this episode in a year's time, 2 years' time, and you could be a full-time makeup artist.
Oh, if only. I hope
that's
so.
That's the dream, definitely. But fingers crossed. Before we go, how can people check out your work? Where can they follow you? What are your socials?
My main one that I use is Instagram. So that's Becky Dixon, MUA. I do have a Facebook page, but I haven't updated that in quite a long time. So there is that, but that is IY Makeup.
Perfect.
But that they are the two things that I use, and I will be updating the Facebook one very soon.
Awesome. And we'll put, if anyone wants to go and check out and follow now, just click on the links in the show notes. We'll put them there. I think that's a perfect place to wrap it up, really. Becky, I want to say a huge thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
It's been great chatting to you, and fingers crossed everything's okay and we get to see your fantastic makeup at Hallow Scream this year.
Great, thank you. I hope to see you there, and I will not go around Singularity with you.
I'm dragging you in.
I'll let you try, but I'm not gonna.
We'll give it a go. I'll probably get a black eye for it, but hey ho.
Maybe.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much again for coming on, and we'll see you very soon.
Great, thank you. You're listening
to So there we go, guys. First of all, a huge thank you to Becky for coming on to the show. It's fantastic to talk to her all about her makeup artist shenanigans at York Maze Hallow Scream. And of course, I didn't realise how scared she was to go through attractions. But since then, we spoke and she's told me she's gone to Scream Camp. She's gone through Psychomantium. So I'm definitely going to be dragging her through the Singularity next year. Well, this season, as soon as the season, fingers crossed, kicks off. But yeah, a huge thank you to Becky coming on. Like I say, check out all the show notes where you'll be able to check out her Instagram page to see honestly some awesome work there. And like I say, clowns are sexy. Done. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Remember to join us over on our social media outlets, and in case you're not already, we are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Make sure you give us a like, a share, a comment. It really, really, really does help out the show. You can find everything Scare Trap related over on our website, www.scaretrap.co.uk. And remember, our merchandise is on sale on our Smart Effects store. Again, you can find the link over on our website. Anything that you get, guys, it really, really does help the show out and really does support us. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Once again, a huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.